In a leafy enclave of northwest London, smartly dressed men in suits are busy leafleting.
I've been putting the letters through even when they've got notices saying no junk mail.
Yes, because we
serves them right.
Because we don't regard us as junk.
Junk mail, it most certainly is not. This team are trying to drum up support for a new school, the new model school to be exact. The mission to offer lessons to four-year-olds at minimal cost and of the highest quality. The idea is the brainchild of the think tank Civitas. Deputy Director Robert Wheeler.
We feel that education is one of the most important topics that we deal with because it's the mechanism by which you transmit the culture from one generation to the next. So about 3 years ago, we decided that there seems to be a shortage of what we call social entrepreneurs in this country. The welfare state here is peculiarly monolithic. It's difficult for other providers to enter the field, so you've got a very narrow range of choices. And we felt that instead of just publishing books about what the problem is, we'd like to actually do something to say this is a possible solution.
Civitas plans to charge around £1,000 a term, depending on the number of pupils. School will be for 3 hours every morning, with parents helping out at least one morning a fortnight. Justin Shaw from Civitas is confident it can be a high-standard, no-frills alternative to a state or private school education.
It's a very far cry from old-fashioned passive learning. We're proposing a very interactive method of learning where the children will be very stimulated and excited. There'll be a lot of discussion. It's not just a matter of the teacher laying down the law.
Parents in the area are certainly intrigued by the idea.
It sounds like a brilliant idea, actually, because private schools are so expensive. It would be a good compromise.
Great idea, still too expensive, but, you know, very interesting, yeah. Good luck to them.
Of course, this doesn't just tap into parental concerns about the standards of teaching on offer, but also an increasing willingness on the part of some parents to take matters into their own hands. There are no central figures on the numbers teaching their own children, but one study puts it at over 100,000. Belinda Harris-Reed from Education Otherwise, an organisation set up to support homeschooling, says up to 100 people a month are taking their children out of school that they know of. So Civitas may have found a rich vein to tap into. Home educators tend to go much further than Civitas plans to go with the new model school. There'll still be classes and traditional lessons and eventually even exams if the project works, and it won't be a totally child-led approach to learning. But turning initial enthusiasm into real support is the key. A public meeting is being held tonight, and if enough parents come forward, the school will start operating in September.